Our reading for today from Luke chapter 1, reading from the 57th verse as follows. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son. And her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with her. And on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zechariah after his father, but his mother answered, "No, he shall be called John." And they said to her, "None of your relatives is called by this name." And they made signs to his father, inquiring what he wanted him to be called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And they all wondered. And immediately his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed. And he spoke, blessing God. And fear came on all their neighbors. And all these things were talked about through all the hill country of Judea. And all who heard them laid them up in their hearts, saying, "What then will this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him." And his father, Zechariah, was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from of old, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the sunrise shall visit us from on high, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day of his public appearance to Israel. This is the gospel of the Lord. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated. Well, to some, Christmas is all about mistletoe, ho, 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 and away we go, shopping and hopping from place to place to see if we can get bargains and keep up with the pace. It's easy to be caught up in the sway and in the swing of the day. Believe me, it's easy. It's easy to be absorbed in holiday cheer, along with your favorite eggnog and beer. In the well-known movie Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase talks about having an old-fashioned Griswold family Christmas. I've seen the movie, you have too, probably. I like that concept in and of itself. I have nothing against having an old-fashioned Christmas with gift-giving as an expression of love. It brings family and friends closer together. And it all sounds good, and it's good as far as it goes. But for you and for me, getting ready for Christmas means much more than trimming the outside of your life with the world's gifts. It means looking once again into the Word of God. Looking, peering there, seeing what the Word says, letting the Holy Spirit work, and seeing the account of John the Baptist being born, circumcised, and named, all of which is definitely not fake news. These events really took place in history pointing to Christ, pointing to the Messiah, pointing to the Savior, pointing to your redemption, pointing to peace, pointing to heaven, pointing to all you have to look forward to. The angel Gabriel, this is what excites me, was in heaven, and God spoke to Gabriel regarding the child, and God told Gabriel, the angel, his name is John. And the angel Gabriel received that message from Zechariah. Zechariah, unfortunately, could not believe that in his advanced years and in Elizabeth's advanced years that they would have a son. That was unbelievable. So he was made unable to speak. Later, when the child was born, Elizabeth's relatives and friends gathered together to rejoice with her. When they did, a discussion arose concerning naming the child. And it was common in those days to name a male child after his father or his grandfather. And so they inquired of Zechariah what the child should be named. Of course, he couldn't speak. So they handed him a tablet that no doubt he had written on for the past 9 months of the pregnancy. And he wrote on that tablet some chilling words, chilling to me. His name is John, echoing the words of the angel Gabriel. Zechariah remembered the angel's words. He believed them. And now he was able to speak. He believed that the mouth of the Lord has spoken. This is not fake news. Don't let yourself become so caught up in the tinsel and the ivy and the mistletoe that you lose sight of the real news. God's word has real news for your life today. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. In Deuteronomy it says, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. In Isaiah 55, God says, as the rain and the snow come down from the heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes out of my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it. Namely, it shall accomplish something in your heart this Christmas. That's what counts. That's what matters. That's the bottom line. What happens in your heart? Through his circumcision, John was connected to the Abrahamic covenant of Genesis chapter 12, 1 to 3, where God told Abraham he would make of him a great nation. And through him, all the nations of the earth would be blessed. Through your baptism, you are connected to that great nation. Through your baptism, you're connected to Christ with a circumcision made without hands. You're connected to Christ with a circumcision of the heart, a cutting. The Holy Spirit cuts through to your heart, gets the message of Christmas in there. God knows your name. His name is John, Sally, Susie, Bill, Frank. I don't know all your names. God knows your name. In holy baptism, you are his forever. That's real news. That's news that gets into more than the outside of Christmas, where everything is all tinseled up and beautiful. That's news that tinsels up your heart, where you find a true old-fashioned Christmas, not like the Griswolds had in the movie Christmas Vacation, but like Mary had, where the scripture says she pondered all these things in her heart. That's where God's action takes place through the word. It takes place in your heart. In Holy Communion, you receive his true body and blood for the forgiveness of your sins, even for the sin, me too, I'm included, even for the sin of doubt that this is all true, or thinking that this is in any way fake news. No, it's a real thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a real thing. In 1 Corinthians 15, the Apostle Paul has written, "For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received." Really? Received from whom? From God. From the mouth of the Lord. That Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That he was buried. That he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. It's a real thing. There really is a Jesus right now, seated at the right hand of the Father, who could return to this earth at just any moment. There really is a heaven. Jesus said, "In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you." Therefore, it is so, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. That's what Advent and Christmas are really all about. That's why John the Baptist was born, to point to Christ and to say, "Behold." The word "behold" means see, see. The Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. That's real news. Jesus was born to die in your place. That's real news. He's preparing for a location in heaven with your name on it. That's real news. So you can go ahead and celebrate this Christmas. I'm going to. You can have some mistletoe. I have some for my wife. We do. Yeah. If we'd ever use it, that would be the deal. Some mistletoe, some holly, and even some ho, ho, ho. You can have all of that, but don't forget God. He has some real news for you that cuts through the world's Christmas and travels directly into your heart. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now that's real news. In the name of Jesus, our Savior, amen.